Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join in our dialogue and discussion each and every day. I'm always thankful for those that I meet and greet during the course of a day or a week and find that they have been tuned into the broadcast. Met a gentleman this morning doing some service on one of the appliances. His name's Angel. I don't know if you're listening, Angel, but found out during the course of the conversation with him, he said, I listen to your broadcast just about every day. And so it's always a delight to find those that say, well, I've been listening to your broadcast. I hear your Let's Face the Issues broadcast, or I listen to your expository preaching at night. So I'm delighted to have each and every one of you that tune in each day that are faithful listeners and followers. Many of you that support this broadcast with your gifts and contributions. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. And I've used the term in light way. May your tribe increase. So if you have been supporting the broadcast with your nickels, dimes, and dollars, whatever the amount may be, it is appreciated, and we're thankful for your generosity. Keep doing that and invite others to do so. We'd love to see the broadcast be able to be expanded with a broader footprint than we presently have. Only way that's possible is from your gifts to make that possible in reaching other networks and stations that we might be able to reach others with the truth of the Word of God. So thank you for that. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that ought to be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway, as the Scripture says in Psalms 119:105. May that be the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus makes a direct statement when he says in John 14:6, I am truth. And further he states in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, according to Psalms 117:2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It's the only thing that has an element of eternality to it, an element that is strong and stable, is the Word of God. I commend it to you. It's having a central biblicist worldview, and I believe that is needful and necessary if we're going to be able to walk through this whole world, keeping in mind that we are in the world but not of the world. We have dual citizenship, and as such, we're citizens in the world, we're citizens in heaven, and we have a responsibility as our civic social responsibility to honor God in the civil system that we're in today called the world. But may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, multitudes today hate the truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be absolutely factual today. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I always go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's what we do on this broadcast each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about a subject today, an issue that I believe needs to be addressed by everyone listening. Hear me. If you're saved, if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, you need to hear especially today. If you think that you're all right, if you think that you've been saved, if you think that you're truly born again, if you think that you're on your way to heaven, you need to go back and readdress some of the ways and the thoughts, the mindset, and your allegiance, and where that may be. We're asking the question today, should Christians smoke pot? Or better and more broadly stated, should Christians be involved in the use and or sale of marijuana? That's where we're going today. It's a focused broadcast on believers today. And so listen up very carefully. During the course of this broadcast, right after the monologue, Pastor Glenn Davis and I will be talking about this, inviting your telephone call to ask questions, to join in the dialogue and discussion. If you have an alternative viewpoint, love to hear what that viewpoint would be, and would love to hear your biblical defense of your position if you have an alternative or a differing position that we're going to share on this broadcast today. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Perhaps you ask the question, where's Tools for Time located? They're at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, well, how do I find it? There's a gigantic flagpole, 165 foot there, with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff of Tools for Time and their families to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're going to have a brief monologue today, and then after the monologue, we'll be speaking with Pastor Glenn Davis. Start to say Dr. Davis. You're on your way for that. I'm looking Praise forward God. To it. We're looking forward to his work in the university, working on his doctoral degree as we speak. And I'm thankful for the work that God's doing in and through Pastor Davis. Pastor Davis, we're talking about today, should Christians smoke pot or should Christians be involved in marijuana? But ladies and gentlemen, the serious question, we are living, listen carefully, we're living in a fallen, corrupt, sinful, Satan-controlled society today. And in that statement, ladies and gentlemen, Satan is doing all that is possible to destroy our lives. He's attempting to destroy the testimony. He's attempting to destroy anyone that will yield to his temptations today, ladies and gentlemen. Most of us, most are aware, if you've not heard about it, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, the most onerous, how would you say, the least competent president that we've had in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 years old. But Joe Biden just gave an executive order that literally is releasing, opening the prison doors for all of those that have been charged with, tried, convicted, and sentenced to jail or prison across the nation for the use of marijuana. I'm going to read you a brief statement. It says, what does Biden's marijuana order do and what doesn't it do? President Joe Biden on Thursday announced mass pardons for federal marijuana possession, a step long sought for by advocates, and the most significant action on marijuana his administration has taken to date. The advocates and the lawmakers and experts cheered the move. Hear that? The advocates of what? Advocates of marijuana. The advocates that are the manufacturers, the distributors, and those that are the marketers of marijuana. They've all been pushing for this now for the past 10, 15, 20 years. And they're now gleeful, along with the lawmakers that are taking bribes, payoffs from the lobbyists of the marijuana industry. Hear me, that is the root source of what is taking place today in Washington, not just with marijuana, but with all the other things that will affect, negatively so, our society. This article says the pardons will clear everyone that's ever been convicted on federal charges. The pardons will also extend to anyone convicted under the District of Columbia's drug laws. Since the D.C. is not a state, they are technically considered federal charges. A pardon would remove, listen to this, the pardon will remove all civil disabilities, which includes the restoration of the right to vote.
My.
Pastor Davis, that's the ultimate end. That's the goal, is to, can you imagine thousands upon thousands being released from prison, election coming up in November the 8th, and then the presidential election in 2024? It is setting the stage, priming the weapon, if you please, to undermine and tear down and destroy anything that's called voting this year and for the next 2 years.
Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you once again for allowing me to be a part of this broadcast on today. Say good morning, amen, to my bride for 36 years and to all my family, amen, church members.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Antonio, amen, on today, amen. My good friend from Puerto Rico, amen, will probably be giving us a call later today. And I thank God for him and his family.
Amen.
Amen, on today and everyone else, amen, that it takes to be, that wants to be a part of this discussion. It's very important that you listen up on today because, Dr. Youngblood, as you just said in your explanation, it's a mystery to me why this president keeps inserting activities, let's just say activities, that comes from the world.
That counters the scripture.
Amen. Into society to keep confusion stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of constructive things that he's done since he's been in office.
No, in fact, I have just pondered it recently in thinking about this broadcast today. For example, let me just give you several things, Pastor, and you touched on it at the right point because this is important for us to understand. President Joe Biden has no interest in, though he claims to be a Catholic, just as Nancy Pelosi says she is a Christian Catholic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an oxymoron to say I'm a Christian or I'm a Christian Catholic. And to say I'm for murder by way of abortion, I'm for the sexualization of your children and grandkids in school by introducing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. I am a Christian, and yet I am out to demoralize, destroy, and to victimize everybody that puts it in a position that it's destroying our nation. Biden's cabal has wrecked the economy. He's destroyed our sovereignty as a nation. He's focused on the sexualization and the brainwashing of our children in the school with the sodomite agenda. He's now focused on the transgenderism with his goal, and that'll destroy the lives of multiplied millions in the future. Pastor Davis, I read an article the other day that said, so far in America, those that have been, that have used insurance in some part to pay for the transsexual surgeries, they don't have a tracking record of otherwise those that have gone through that process, but it says that some 146,000 teenagers and youth have been mutilated and their boys' bodies destroyed for life as a result of that. Biden is the chief one that's responsible for it. And now Biden's executive order to release prisoners have been convicted under the laws of the land for using marijuana, selling marijuana, involved in marijuana. Between six and seven thousand, the doors have been opened, and he's pushing, Pastor Davis, he's pushing the states to do the same thing.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, the Bible is never wrong. The answer is always there.
You got it?
When we need to find the right answer for what we're facing in society or in life. Because what this president is actually doing, he's bidding lawbreakers Godspeed.
Yes.
And the scriptures say, if any man bids someone else Godspeed, and we know that they're doing wrong, then you're a partaker of his evil deeds.
Mm-hmm.
So then that doesn't make him seem to me now, I mean, it's just in my own words, he's not a very good Christian when he claims to be a devout Catholic.
Mm-hmm. It's an impossibility.
Where are your morals?
No morals, no ethics, no values.
Do you have any biblical knowledge of what you are actually doing and how you should be submitting your life to God so that you could make the right calls in order to run this country?
That's right. He is a shame and a disgrace to any God-fearing, God-honoring, American today.
Amen.
That's all I can say.
Amen.
It is a shame. Here's another article. The pastor says, the statement from President Biden on marijuana reform. As often as said during my campaign for president, no one should be in jail for just using or possessing marijuana. Sending people to prison for possessing marijuana has upended too many lives. May I stop there? He says it's upended too many lives. Well, think of the lives that have been lost as a result of one being inebriated under the influence of marijuana driving his car. Think of the lives that have been lost as a result of teens and preteens overdose of the chewies and the chocolate chip cookies and the other edibles that are laced with marijuana.
Amen.
That
Amen.
They saw mom and dad using. The state of Colorado is the best example for showing, if you want to call something good, the best example for showing what marijuana does. Since January of 2014, Colorado has been openly, fully involved in the pushing and the promulgation of marijuana. Last year, 2021, the state of Colorado netted about $400 million, I can't even count.
Wow.
$400 million to $400 billion, I reckon it's about $400 million just on the taxes from marijuana. But they spent about $4 to every one on social services because the high rate of divorce as a result of marijuana, the high rate of suicide teen, preteens and teenagers with emergency room treatment for near death, for overdose from marijuana, and those deaths as a result of marijuana, all of the crimes have gone up 547% in the state of Colorado since introduced marijuana. The divorce rate has skyrocketed. Foreclosures have skyrocketed because people spending the money on pot rather than on food, medicine, clothing, and housing for their families is destroying it. But yet somehow Biden says, and I go back and reread, Biden says, as I often said during my campaign for president, no one should be in jail for just using or possessing marijuana. Sending people to prison for possessing marijuana has upended too many lives and incarcerated people for conduct that many states no longer prohibit. Criminal records for marijuana possession has also imposed needless barriers to employment, housing, and education. And while white and black and brown people use marijuana at the same rate, brown people and black people have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at a disproportionate rate. Today, I'm announcing three steps that I'm taking to end this failed approach to marijuana. And he goes on to talk about what he's doing. The second point is, he said, I'm urging all governors around the nation to do the same thing that I'm doing that regards those that have offenses because of marijuana. He goes on and says, finally, even as federal and state regulations on marijuana changes, important limitations on trafficking, marketing, and underage sales should stay in place. Well, how do you say that those laws should stay in place, underage sales, if you have teenagers, preteenagers at home, mom and dad bring in the chocolate chip cookies, the gummy bears, and all that? They make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, even marijuana-laced chewing gum, marijuana-laced toothpaste, marijuana-laced lotions and salves and so forth, creams. How does that child at home know that that could kill him or her if they ingest it or use it? And that's what's happening. So you can say, Joe Biden can say, we need to keep laws in place to protect the kids, but you can just search the records. Colorado, California, Oregon, Washington State, and many other states across America today are finding astronomical increases in suicides, deaths by way of overdose, deaths by way of criminal charges, and vehicular homicide on the roads because of being under the influence. All of these things are taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of marijuana. And now there are five states, and I can't name them at this point, don't have it before me, five states have legalization of recreational marijuana on the ballots coming up in 3 weeks. The state of Florida was supposed to have it on there. Perhaps you're aware of this and perhaps you're not. The promulgators, John Morgan and the Morgan Law Firm, John Morgan spent millions of dollars personal money to have a petition signed in order to have recreational marijuana put on the ballot for November the 8th of this year. The Supreme Court, State of Florida Supreme Court, just ruled about 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks ago, that it could not be on the November ballot because they had purposely lied in the 90-word declaration for that amendment. They were going for a constitutional amendment in the state of Florida because they realized, they discovered, that they could not get legislators interested in passing legislation, so they've tried to circumvent the legislative process to have amendments to our Constitution. In the state of Florida, since 1970, with the state of the present state of Florida Constitution, it's been amended 127 times. Our federal Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, since its inception, it's been amended only 27 times. They have found in the state of Florida that if you can't get something done legislatively at the will of the people, they circumvent the will of the people and do it based on an amendment to the Constitution in the state of Florida. So what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that we are finding more and more states introducing legislation, passing legislation, or constitutional amendments to make it legal, because something is legal, Pastor Davis, Christians ought not to view it as acceptable.
Amen. Amen.
Today, a sodomite lifestyle is viewed as legal, but it ought not to be embraced by Christians. Today, drinking is considered legal, but it ought not to be embraced, drinking alcoholic beverages, ought not to be embraced by Christians. Today, multiple marriages are acceptable, but it ought not to be embraced by Christians.
Amen. Amen.
Today, the CRT, the critical race theory, and the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, as well as murder by way of abortion, all of these things are acceptable in society today, but it ought not to be embraced by the Christian.
Amen.
And so also, Pastor Davis, the bottom line is, because government says something is legal, does not make it moral, ethical, or acceptable, especially to the Christian.
Well, you know, the Apostle Paul spoke to that issue, Dr. Youngblood, to the church at Corinth. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse number 9, if you come down, Paul said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. That means when the law passes, certain things that are controversial or that will set you at odds with the word of God, then, my friend, you need to know how to make the right decision. Mm-hmm. But you can't make it if you're smoking pot.
That's right. Impossible.
If you're already high, or you're in a position to where your mind has been altered to where you can't make the right decision, quite natural, every time you try to make that decision, it's going to be wrong.
And the thing, Pastor Davis, that is so ironical is the fact that these that are making wrong decisions, thinking that they're making the right decisions because their mind is altered, they don't realize they're making wrong decisions.
Amen.
Therein lies the problem. I believe I have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. You guys are hitting on all 8 cylinders today. You can't make the right decision when you're doing the wrong decision. And as I told my Corvette story yesterday, it's not too hard to figure out. I was living a secular life making the wrong decisions.
Right.
And it didn't bring me any happiness. The devil told me it would. He told me that it would give me everything I wanted. But, you know, in the morning, my grandson's coming over, and he's bringing my great-grandson, and we're going to pile in that Cessna, and we're going to go flying. And I've never experienced as much fun in my life and purpose and meaning as being around those two young boys. My grandson's 30 and my great-grandson's 7. But that's real life. And I don't know if anybody's listening to us, but real life is living with Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's you really have a choice. You can live spiritually or you can live carnally. And I'm telling you, carnal is not the way to go. And we can talk about Biden, but he's chosen a carnal life. He's chosen to have all these deals and sins and steal and lie, cheat. His keeper, the devil, is sure telling him what to do. But real life comes from following Jesus. And you might as well get used to it, because you're going to either spend eternity with him or you're going to spend it carnally. You're going to spend it with the devil. And,
amen.
And I've tried both. I was the devil's right-hand man. That's why he hates me so, because I know his exact methods, operations. I know everything about him. And that's why he hates me.
He's out to tear down, destroy, to steal and kill anything and everything and everyone that's out to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Do you notice that Biden, he tears down, tore down the pipeline, tore down fracking. That's his method of operation. You know who he's following.
And right, he's of his
Dr.
father,
Youngblood,
the devil.
He's following his father, the devil.
Right.
But you know, Pastor Davis there with you, I've listened to him, the last couple of years being on here, and I've sure seen a change in him.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You have cloned him, I'm telling you.
I am thankful for the privilege.
But if you just take him as an individual who's following Christ, and look how their life is growing. Look how it's maturing. And look at the good he's bringing in the world.
Amen.
It just seems like that other people would just look and see. But I guess if you're so busy doing wrong, you don't have time to do right, you might not see it. But my heart sure goes out to the people who live in carnal lives. I just want to tell everybody I can, when I meet a stranger, I'm about to bust to find out, where is he at? Is he carnal or is he spiritual?
I am thankful to hear that, Brother Tom. It's a blessing to have you on the air with us. It's a blessing to know you're a vivid and faithful supporter of the broadcast.
Well,
it's a blessing to have you share your testimony as you speak.
Dr. Youngblood, look in the mirror real good. When you're shaving, look at that guy in the mirror, and you'll see where I got most of that from.
Well, I'm praying that it's that I'm simply the vessel, but not the I'm simply the vessel for the source, but it's through the Lordship of Jesus Christ that the real source.
Yeah.
He wants to use each of us as stewards and as vessels to reach others with the gospel, and it is my prayer daily that God will use my life to impact the lives of others for eternity.
Oh, Dr. Youngblood, he's using you in a mighty way, and I have never met Pastor Davis, but I sure look forward to it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to have to have Brother Tom to come in and join us one day on there and let him preach for a while.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your call. God bless you today.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, and thank you so much for that, Brother Tom, what you just got finished saying. I am looking forward to meeting you as well and all the rest of anyone else that's listening on today. I think when we had the little thing down at the on Phillips Highway a couple of years back, we were privileged to meet quite a few individuals, and I took some pictures with some people, and you know, that was such a great time that we had on that particular night. But I just want to say, Dr. Youngblood, onto what Brother Tom just got finished saying, for a Christian, anything that you find that makes you feel better than Christ, you have a problem.
You got it.
You have a problem.
Absolutely.
Because this scripture tells us, and this is coming from 1 John chapter 2. He said at verse number 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Absolutely.
Be careful where you put your love.
Absolutely. And right after our news break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back. We're going to look at scripture after scripture after scripture. It points out how we should live our lives, and it certainly is not under the influence of marijuana. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. Be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.